Blackstone Publishing presents An American Quilt, Unfolding a Story of Family and Slavery by Rachel May. This book is read by Carrington McDuffie. All charts, diagrams, and photographs that appear in the print edition of this book can be found in the bonus PDF file that accompanies your audiobook CD or download. For Ezra and Lily, and for Minerva, Eliza, Juba Simons, Jane, and the dozens of people, names recorded and not, whose lives are connected to this story. Chapter 1. Piecing the Quilt. There is the sound of a baby in the house, a delight. He is a fat baby, a happy baby, full of laughter and mischief, Susan writes. The light falls through the window of their house on Cumberland Street each morning, when the baby wakes her early, and she gazes at him and makes him smile, touches his sweet, soft skin, leans toward him to kiss him and linger at his cotton-soft tendrils of hair. He is always getting into things. She can't turn away from him for a moment. He kicks his father in bed at night, and in the morning they laugh about it together. His kicks are no joke. But he is so easy at bedtime, going off to sleep contented. Susan is a mother for the first time at 23. Come for a visit, she tells her sisters in letter after letter. Come and see my baby. He's such a good baby, she tells him. He's so easy. She is proud. She has gone to housekeeping with her new young husband, now a doctor no less. Their life is a delight. She is an expert sewer, and when the baby goes to bed each night, she bends over her hexagons, basting them one after the other with swift, quiet stitches, and her husband sits and thinks to the sound of thread running through cloth and paper. He thinks about the patients he saw that day, some of their cases simple, rheumatism, a cold, while others were intricate puzzles, chronic stomach pain, headaches, an inexplicable bulge in one's side. Susan hands him a hexagon, and he sews. He's designed the pattern. And together, they make the quilt that I'd come to know almost 200 years later. In 1833, when Susan was 20, there were Pellerin collars on dresses, what we'd call boat neck collar today, straight across the breast line with the collarbones exposed. There were leg of mutton sleeves, poofed at the top, slender at the wrist. There were bonnets with bows and feathers. When the head was bare, a woman's do was two puffs at each side of her face.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?